From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Emails in connection with the violent death of a mentally ill Miami-Dade prison inmate 2 years ago show that a cover-up by prison authorities began almost immediately after the death occurred. In 2012, 50-year-old Dade correctional inmate Darren Rainey was punished with a shower so hot that his skin separated from his body. Email communications obtained by the Miami Herald show that prison staff had conflicting stories about the death after Rainey's body was found, at one point even claiming that the inmate had turned the scalding water on himself. Dade Correctional's warden was fired last week. No criminal charges have been filed in Rainey's death. A local organization is working hard to improve the quality of life for people who live in neighborhoods affected by gang violence. The Miami-Dade Anti-Gang Strategy is a collaborative effort by federal, state, and local organizations that seek to reduce gang-related violence. On Monday, the group discussed its efforts in Miami's Liberty City neighborhood after a spate of shootings in the past 2 months left 4 people dead. Wayne Rollins is the developer and lead consultant of the project. He says the strategy's approach is
to go out to a place where there's been a recent and severe incidents of violence, and then we go door to door delivering county, state, federal, and city services to the residents in the affected area.
Rollins says providing social services and options for jobs and housing is important in the fight against crime. Yesterday, at this time, we aired a story about a nonprofit group that's taking issue with the way the Army Corps of Engineers is dredging Port Miami. We misidentified the name of the nonprofit. The correct name is Biscayne Bay Waterkeeper. We deeply regret the error. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.